Greetings and welcome. Today is December 29th, Friday, the fifth day of the octave of Christmas. We begin with a quote from the joyful St. Philip Neri. He said, "Let us aim for joy rather than respectability. Let us make fools of ourselves from time to time, and thus see ourselves for a moment as the all-wise God sees us." Not surprisingly, his love of life, joke books, and pranks have made St. Philip Neri the patron saint of joy. St. Philip Neri was born in Florence on July 22, 1515. Although he had always hoped to work as a priest in India, he had a vision that he was to serve the Lord in Rome. Philip went to Rome and worked as a tutor, wrote poetry, and studied philosophy and theology. When he grew tired of learning, he sold his books and gave the money to the poor. Although he resided in a bustling city and was known for his conversational gifts, Philip lived as a hermit, visiting and caring for the sick. He helped found the Confraternity of the Most Holy Trinity and later the Congregation of the Oratory, a group of priests dedicated to preaching and teaching. Philip finally entered the priesthood in 1551. Gregory XIV would later try to make him a cardinal, but Philip declined. Throughout his 45 years of service in Rome, Philip wrote no books and made no major statements on theology, yet he became one of Rome's most popular priests and was dubbed the Second Apostle of Rome. St. Philip died in 1595 and was canonized by Pope Gregory XV in 1622. When Pope Gregory XIV wanted to make Philip a cardinal, the Pope hung the flat head of a cardinal on Philip's door. Philip declined the honor and tossed the head in the air like a frisbee. Now to our gospel. When the shepherds saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told to them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. Luke chapter 2, verses 17 to 20. Everyone is amazed, reflecting, glorifying God. No one really understands fully what happened. They understand that a special child has been born. They understand that it's something wondrous, but they don't catch the full meaning of it. Even after 2,000 years of reflection on this birth, it's still hard to catch its full meaning. The birth of this infant has changed history. We count our years from this event. This infant has changed the human story for the better. This infant is the one who joins me in his birth so that I can join him in his death, which is birth into life. Say no more. He is born into my life, and my death becomes a birth into his risen life. I need time to take this in. That's one reason why there's a Christmas season. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.